Chapter 3. Nicky's phone vibrated in his pocket for the fifth time in as many minutes. It was making it very difficult to concentrate on this meeting that wasn't exactly thrilling to begin with. His phone buzzed again. Merrick droned on. Nicky shifted in his seat as surreptitiously as he could. It had to be Joe. No one else would be texting him in this manner. Joe's text came in two flavors. A simple request like, "Do you want to come over?" And a simple request like, "Do you want to come over?" followed by a series of increasingly graphic descriptions of just what coming over would involve. This wasn't a problem as such, except Nicky had developed a Pavlovian response to receiving three or more texts in a row. The only thing worse than listening to Stephen Merrick's self-important blathering was listening to Stephen Merrick's self-important blathering while battling an incipient erection. The phone buzzed again. Nicky bit the inside of his cheek. Merrick finally stopped talking. Nicky's autopilot was well honed enough that he could take his turn and rattle through the plans with little thought. It took all of 3 minutes, and in that time his phone buzzed twice. Next time he was leaving his phone in his desk. The meeting was over and Nicky was free, and he escaped as gracefully as he could. He sat down at his desk and pulled out his phone. He probably shouldn't be reading sexually explicit messages at work, but it wasn't as though anyone would know. And if he didn't find out what they said, he was going to explode. They couldn't possibly be worse than what he was imagining. He opened the message thread. As expected, the first message said, "Want to come over?" The second message said, "I need to rim you until you can't see." Nicky groaned and dropped his head to the desk. He shouldn't have looked. "Okay, Nicky?" Nicky made an undignified noise and fumbled his phone as he jolted upright. It clattered loudly on the desk. "Quinn, hello." "Talking to anyone interesting?" she said with a sly smile. "No, no," Nicky said with a glance at his phone. The screen had gone mercifully dark. There really was a god. "Just checking the weather." Quinn raised an elegant eyebrow. "Is that what the kids are calling it these days?" "I don't know what that means," Nicky said unconvincingly. Fortunately, Quinn took pity on him. "It doesn't mean anything," she said with an innocent smile. She winked at him and sailed off towards her own office. The second she was out of sight, he picked up his phone and threw it into his desk drawer. He slammed the drawer shut and locked it for good measure. Merrick had talked for so long, and the meeting had consequently ended so late, that the day was almost over already. He had just enough time to finish the report he was working on for Andy. He got absolutely nothing done. At 5 o'clock on the dot, he was out of his seat and retrieving his phone from his desk and heading towards the lifts. "Nicky," a voice called, and Nicky was forced to pause and smile at Celeste, who he liked and who didn't deserve his rudeness. "We're going for a few drinks. You coming?" "Thank you. I have plans. Sorry, maybe another time." "Sure, no problem. Enjoy your weekend." "You too," Nicky said over his shoulder, already moving again. "What are your plans, Nicky?" Quinn called after him. "Yeah, Nicky," Andy added. "Tell us about your plans." Nicky gave them the finger to shouts of laughter as he slipped into the lift. Nobody in this place had any damn boundaries. He managed to make it to his car before opening up the message thread. "Want to come over? I need to rim you until you can't see. Need to get my hands on that ass of yours. Need to hear those sounds you make when my tongue's inside you. Want you desperate for me. I'll make you forget everything but my name. Make you forget how to speak. Make you beg me to make you come, but I won't touch you. Can't decide if I want you to come from my hand or my mouth. Maybe I'll just let you hump the sheets while I fuck you with my tongue." Before he'd even really thought about it, Nicky was pressing the call button. "Nicky," Joe practically purred down the line, "you left me hanging." "I am at work," Nicky hissed. Joe laughed. It sounded suspiciously breathless. "One of the perks of working from home." Even more breathless. "Joe, what are you doing?" "Waiting for you." "Joe," Nicky complained. He tipped his head back against the seat and closed his eyes. It did not help to get rid of the mental image of Joe writhing on the bed, cock in hand. If you don't get over here, I'm just going to have my fun without you. You can't rim me if I'm not there. Your dirty talk needs work, Joe said. A blatant lie. Nikki laughed. Plus 100 points for talking about rimming you. But minus 1,000,000 points for saying I can't do it. I'm on my way over, Nikki said, starting the engine. Don't come until I get there. Better. Lacks finesse, but I like the directness. I wasn't trying to... Nikki broke off as more breathless laughter came down the line. Going to rim you until you can't speak, was the last thing Nikki heard before he hung up. He got to Joe's in record time. Joe opened the door, wearing a fluffy green bathrobe and looking flushed and delicious. You terrible, ridiculous, insufferable man, Nikki said between kisses. Did I interrupt a very important meeting? A very boring meeting. Well, then, a few text messages probably brightened it up. He held Nikki at arm's length and studied him. This is what you wear for work, huh? What's wrong with it? Nothing. You look great, Joe said, unbuttoning Nikki's collar. I just didn't get business casual vibes from you, that's all. My employer's dress code is the least of my concerns right now, Nikki said, nuzzling at Joe's beard. Fair enough. This will look better on my floor, anyway. Joe finished unfastening Nikki's shirt and slipped it off his shoulders and down his arms. It got stuck at his wrist because he hadn't undone the cuffs. Oh. You were lucky I slept with you before I heard any of your chat-up lines or witnessed your shirt removal technique, Nikki said, trying and failing to undo the cuffs with the buttons trapped inside the sleeves. Joe gave the shirt a considering look and then stepped behind him. What are you? He got his answer when Joe grabbed hold of the shirt and pulled, bringing Nikki's wrists together behind his back. Joe, this could work. Just wrap this round here, and I was promised rimming. I can rim you with your hands tied behind your back. I need to shower. Oh, I'll make it quick. You'd better. Nikki managed to escape from his shirt and cleaned himself faster than he ever had in his life. He wrapped a fresh towel around his waist and made his way to Joe's bedroom, where he found that Joe had rid himself of the fluffy bathrobe and was laid out on the bed naked, idly stroking his full, flushed cock. Nikki stopped dead in the doorway. You took too long. I changed my mind, Joe said. Liar. Joe grinned and patted the bed beside him. Bring your pretty ass over here, then. Nikki did as he was told and lay face down next to Joe, his head resting on the pillow. Hello. Joe's smile softened. Hello. He pressed a kiss to Nikki's lips, then sat up and unfastened Nikki's towel, letting it fall to either side of him. And hello to you, too, he said, and kissed each ass cheek lightly. Nikki snorted and buried his face in the pillow. You are ridiculous, he said, but it was so muffled that Joe couldn't possibly have made out the words, but apparently he understood the sentiment, because he slapped Nikki gently, once on the ass and once on the back of his thigh. He turned his head to the side again so he could breathe. Did you want to tie my hands? Do you want me to? Nikki thought about it for a moment. No, I don't think so. Might need your hands free later anyway. And with that cryptic comment, Joe's mouth was on his shoulder, lapping at the droplets of water there that Nikki hadn't dried off in his hurry. Nikki sighed happily, then did it again when Joe settled his weight along Nikki's back, his hard cock settling comfortably in the cleft of Nikki's ass. That's right. Just relax for me, Joe murmured against the back of his neck. You feel tense. Bad day? The day was fine. The drive over here was pretty stressful. Joe huffed a laugh against Nikki's hair. I suppose you're going to say that's my fault. It is absolutely your fault. I'll have to see what I can do to relax you then. Joe stayed there for a while, the heat of him surrounding Nikki, his weight pushing him into the mattress, while he mouthed at Nikki's neck and shoulders. Then he shifted, and his tongue and lips and teeth made their meticulous way down Nicky's spine. Gentle hands pushed his cheeks apart, and Joe nuzzled delicately down, his beard soft against Nicky's skin. The first puff of air against his hole made him squirm, and the vibrations of Joe's quiet laugh made him squirm more. "Joe, please," he breathed. Joe's tongue swept delicately over his hole, and Nicky moaned loudly. He wasn't even exaggerating it for Joe's benefit. It just felt that good. "Fuck, I love how much you love this. Please, Joe, your mouth." "Begging already, that's what I like to hear." Before Nicky could respond, Joe took pity on him and pressed the flat of his tongue against Nicky's hole. Nicky moaned again and pushed back against the pressure. Joe chuckled, then licked a line from his hole down his taint and back again before sucking lightly. Nicky swore and buried his face in the pillow again. Joe didn't let up. He was as relentless about this as he was about giving head. He was less of a virtuoso, probably because he enjoyed it less, but still no slouch, and Nicky didn't require any finesse in this area, just enthusiasm. Joe's mouth was the charge that set his whole body tingling as he licked and sucked around and over his hole, and when he pushed his tongue inside, Nicky's hands clenched the pillow and didn't let go. Nicky sank into it. He was nothing but sensation, the wet warmth of Joe's mouth, the slight stretch of his hole around Joe's tongue, the grip of Joe's hands on his cheeks and on his thighs, the brush of Joe's beard on his taint, the press of his own cock against the soft towel beneath him. Tiny sparks coursed his body, never fading, never dissipating, but coalescing and splitting apart, again in a constant flow, through his body that never ended but only looped back on itself. This was what Nicky loved about this. It felt incredible, like nothing else, but he couldn't come from it, so the pleasure just built and built and built without ever reaching a peak. Eventually it would become too much, but right now it was absolute bliss. Nicky's hips were moving, pushing back against Joe's mouth and fucking down into the bed. He needed friction and couldn't get enough. He was dimly aware he was making noises. They might have been words. Joe stopped his ministrations, pulled away completely. Nicky whined, and Joe replaced his mouth with a finger, rubbing gently and slipping just inside. "You want to come, Nicky?" "Yes," he managed. "How do you want to come?" Nicky shook his head. He didn't want choices right now. "All right. Can you get a hand on yourself?" Nicky fumbled a hand underneath his body and took hold of his cock. The angle wasn't great, but he didn't need it to be. Then there was pressure on his hip, and Joe was gently but firmly turning him over. "Let me see you, Nicky. Can I see you?" "Yes, please, Joe." The finger rubbing at Nicky's hole stuttered as Joe shifted his position on the bed. Nicky rocked against it and worked his cock with his hand, and he couldn't take any more of this, and he wanted it to go on forever. Joe groaned and swore, and Nicky opened his eyes to find Joe had sat back on his heels and was stroking himself off with a slick hand, his eyes fixed on Nicky's face. Nicky felt his balls tighten as Joe's gaze moved down to Nicky's cock and back up again. He'd never particularly liked being watched, but he liked being watched by Joe. Joe's head tipped back, and his eyelids fluttered, and the sound that came out of his throat was the best thing Nicky had ever heard, as Joe shuddered and came all up his chest. Nicky made a sound that might have been Joe's name, and then all he could see was stars as his own orgasm overtook him, and the only thing he could feel was the lightning shooting through his body. Joe's mouth was on him again, on his stomach this time, as he cleaned up Nicky's cum. He cleaned up every drop, licking carefully at Nicky's cock and dipping his tongue into Nicky's belly button. Then he was pressing a kiss to his shoulder and one to his temple. "All right," he whispered. Fingers in his hair and another brush of lips on his forehead. "I'll be back in a minute, okay? Don't move." "Can't." A laugh. "Good." The bed shifted and Joe was gone. Nicky cuddled up to the pillow which wasn't as warm as Joe, but did smell like him. Then Joe's hand was on his back. Nikki opened his eyes and turned to him. "You need to kiss me." Joe smiled. "Yes, I do." Nikki had recovered enough control of his limbs to pull Joe down to him, and he landed on the bed with a surprised laugh. His mouth tasted of mint. "Shower with me?" Joe said when they broke apart. "I would love to, in a minute, when my legs work again." "Sure." Nikki draped an arm across Joe's chest, and Joe's fingers were in his hair again, running through the strands and pulling lightly at the ends. Nikki closed his eyes and floated for a little bit longer. When he blinked them open again, the light had changed and Joe was shaking him gently. "Wake up, gorgeous." Nikki wiped his mouth with the back of his hand. He'd been drooling. He doubted he looked particularly gorgeous. "We fell asleep," he realized. "We did. And I hate to be that guy and kick you out before breakfast, but I have a train to catch." "A train?" Nikki did not function well before coffee. "Yeah, it's my friend's birthday, and I've got to get down to London. There's a whole thing. There's time for you to have a shower if you want, and I could do you coffee and a travel mug. Sorry, I really hate to do this." "It's fine. Shouldn't have fallen asleep," he said, getting out of bed. He pressed what he hoped was a reassuring kiss to Joe's mouth. Some of the anxiety left Joe's eyes, so it seemed to be a success. Nikki headed to the bathroom while Joe went to get coffee. "Do you like toast?" Joe called as he went downstairs. "Who doesn't like toast?" Nikki shouted back. He couldn't make out Joe's reply, but he assumed he was getting toast. Nikki's clothes were still in the bathroom where he'd left them the night before, though Joe had picked them up from their untidy heap on the floor and folded them neatly on the counter. He fished his phone out of his pocket to check the time and winced. 5:05. He hoped Joe's friend appreciated this. The water made him feel a bit more alive, and he dried and dressed himself quickly when he was done. He didn't know when Joe needed to leave, and he didn't want to make him late. He wasn't thrilled about pulling on the previous day's underwear, but needs must. He hurried downstairs and stopped when he entered the living room. He had no idea where Joe's kitchen was. It wasn't on the ground floor, since that was taken up entirely by living room. Joe's house was a tall, thin townhouse with one room per floor. There must be a basement, but Nikki had never noticed any stairs. He rounded the sofa and realized that the space under the stairs that he'd always taken to be an alcove was actually a further set of stairs. He headed down them and sure enough found Joe's kitchen. It was comfortable and inviting, like the rest of Joe's house. It felt like Joe, in a way he couldn't put his finger on. Joe was in the process of pouring coffee into a travel mug. Nikki's gaze fell on the coffee machine behind him. "Nespresso? Really?" "What, you're a coffee snob?" "I'm Italian." "So, yes. Do you want your caffeine or not?" "Yes, please. Thank you." Joe handed him the mug and a plate with two slices of toast on it. "How did you know I like Nutella?" "You're Italian, I guessed. I need to go. I'm sorry. Can you eat as you drive?" "Probably. Lead the way." Joe grabbed his jacket and keys and herded Nikki up the stairs and outside. Nikki shivered slightly in his shirt sleeves. He hadn't planned for 5 a.m. temperatures when he got dressed the previous day. "Do I have time to thank you for last night?" Nikki said, as Joe locked his front door. He turned with a smile. "I think we can manage that." Nikki's hands were full of breakfast, but he was able to lean in for a brief but very thorough kiss. "Thank you for last night." "You're very welcome. You were quite incredible." "Literally all I did was lie there. And it was quite incredible." Joe kissed him softly. "I really need to go now." One last kiss, and Joe was jogging towards his car and flinging himself into the driver's seat before driving off. Nikki took a sip of his coffee and nearly spat it out again. God, if he didn't need the caffeine so badly, he'd be watering Joe's pot plants with it. Totally worth it, though.